Welcome back to SIP Northwest Live, presented by Delta Airlines, by Mass Mutual Financial Group, and by Brotherton Cadillac Buick GMC. Now, the voice of Washington Wine, here's Brian Bushlack.
And welcome back. You know, an interesting note is the Pacific Northwest Winery of the Year is from Southern Oregon this year. It's Russell Prayer Rock. And we'll see them right here in Jacksonville at the Oregon Wine Experience, August 21st through the 27th. Wanted to catch up with Steve Russell and congratulate him on this honor.
It was an unbelievable honor, and we were so, so very excited. I was invited to the award ceremony, and it was kind of almost embarrassing. I was like a celebrity there. And it was truly something great for our particular vineyard and winery. And also, I think, for the Umpqua Valley in general. Wine Press Northwest does a Oregon Winery of the Year, a Washington Winery of the Year, an Idaho Winery of the Year. And then they do the Pacific Northwest Winery of the Year. What I think is noteworthy is that this year, Southern Oregon received the Pacific Northwest Winery of the Year and also the Oregon Winery of the Year. There was a winery called Danson Vineyards down in Southern Oregon that was named the Oregon Winery of the Year. So this is the first time that's happened, and I think it bodes well for the Southern Oregon wine region and begins to open up varietals that the state of Oregon is known for other than just Pinot Noir and Pinot Gris. That's typically more prevalent up in the Willamette Valley.
Well, Steve, it's no surprise to our listeners or to this show. We've been traveling the wine trails of Oregon, particularly Southern Oregon now, for the past 12 or 13 years. And we've seen the wine environment there, the wineries, the vineyards, everything has grown and improved so much over the last decade. So not a surprise to see Danson take the Oregon Winery of the Year and to see Russell Prayer Rock Vineyards take the Northwest Winery of the Year. Obviously, this really, I mean, not only puts Oregon on the map because it already was, but for Southern Oregon, I mean, this has got to make so many of you proud and really validate all the hard work you're doing.
Yeah, I think, you know, as I look back at the Umpqua Valley specifically, you know, there were the early pioneers, folks like Scott Henry and Philippe Giardet and Abicella, Earl Jones at Abicella. And they really established the groundwork here and did some groundbreaking work for the rest of us, which I consider to be in the second wave. So people like Russell, Prayer Rock Vineyards, Brandborg, Delpino, Misty Oaks, we all came in that second wave of folks that were just, you know, just passionate about winemaking in the Umpqua Valley. And then of late, we've got some new entries. I call them the new wave of people like Cooper Ridge. And of course, we have the Southern Oregon Wine Institute and some of the great things they're doing out there. So we've got our early pioneers, our second wave, and our new wave. And things are going really well down here in the Umpqua Valley.
Steve Russell joining us on SIP Northwest Live as we continue our celebration. And what an honor for Russell Prayer Rock Vineyards, the Northwest Winery of the Year, as voted on by our friends and colleagues at Wine Press Northwest. And, you know, I think of Hillcrest as well. I mean, this Southern Oregon thing, if you will. Hey, listen, when the pioneers first moved to Oregon, Southern Oregon was where the industry really started, right?
Yes, and you know, thanks for bringing that up because truly Richard Sommers at Hillcrest, who really started it all, I just forgot to mention him, but you know, there's no, you can't mention early pioneers without thinking of Richard. I did have the pleasure of meeting him personally and talking with him and learning a little bit from him. So he was a a really great individual and a pioneer. He had arrows in his back, I can tell you.
More with Steve Russell from Russell Prayer Rock as SIP Northwest Live continues on location this weekend from historic Jacksonville, Oregon, counting down to the Oregon Wine Experience coming up in August.